You're listening to Real Facts on Real Estate with Sean Patrick Maloney.
This sounds good.
Welcome to Episode 3, An Agent's Day to Day. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Last week, we were talking about a circle of influence and how to grow your circle of influence and how to utilize it to maximize your potential as an agent. Today, I'm going to talk to you about a day-to-day as a real estate agent. A lot of people think that all we do is go, grab a set of keys, drive down to a house, open the door, hope to write an offer, then make way too much money. I'm here to tell you that that's wrong, and there's a lot more to it than that. Yes, one of the most enjoyable parts of being an agent is going out, seeing homes, opening doors, and writing up offers, selling homes. But the reality is there's so much more that goes into it. There's marketing, there's sales, there's service, there's a whole back end to the business. There's a lot. So let's start at the beginning. The back end to the business. This is the most important thing. Last episode, I talked a little bit about a CRM. A CRM is a client relationship manager or a customer relationship manager. This is a part of your business where you're going to store all your customer data and all your information. This is one of the most crucial things to make sure you keep up to date. You always, always, always want to be putting notes and putting in information about your people. You might even decide to go online and do more research about the people you're going to work with. That way you have the upper hand and understand their life better so that you can help them find the right home. The back end of your business is going to be a lot more than just that, though. You may need to, if you have a home office, to go out and buy paper and ink and computers and make sure that you have the whole business set up. This back end of the business is where you're going to do a lot of the most important part of your business. Marketing, marketing, marketing. I can't say enough about it. You always need to be marketing. Marketing is how we create clients and how we're going to continue to fill our pipeline. Marketing comes in all different forms. Some of the best forms are free. Free marketing would be getting out and networking. Networking with people through chambers of commerce and business associations is a big part of the business. A lot of agents don't spend enough time doing this. You want to get involved with the town you're in. The Chamber of Commerce is one place, business associations is another place, but don't forget a lot of different things like trade organizations, as well as local public groups. Getting involved in your local school might be a great place for you. There's lots and lots of boards that are always looking for volunteers to help out, running the town, running different events, everything like that. Getting involved with these is going to make you meet people. Meeting people is networking. Networking is going to gain you clients and gain you a free place where you can talk to people about the fact that you're a real estate agent. Now, I'm not telling you to go down to your kid's school, scream out at the top of your lungs, I'm a real estate agent, who needs a house? I'm telling you to go down and do the things that make you a good person. Go down and get involved in the town. Sure enough, once you start doing that, you're going to be there, you're going to be hanging out, and somebody's going to say to you, what do you do for work? Here's your opportunity to tell them, I'm a real estate agent. Again, don't just go down there to tell them it. Go down there and put in good effort. Go down there and actually help out. You might feel good about yourself and realize that it's been your long-term calling to help the town more and to be more involved in the community. Other places you can do marketing other than just networking would be setting up marketing in newspapers, online, on social media, and lots of other places. These are all going to take time. First and foremost, you're going to need to meet with marketing people. You're going to have to meet with the people who sell the ads. This is going to take up your time. This is some back-end work. Again, you're going to spend time meeting with them, getting pricing. Remember, all marketing is priced based on volume. So if you have a thing like a newspaper and they tell you a price of $500, they may be willing to sell the ad at $350. So make sure that when you're working with them, you negotiate based on volume that you buy and volume that they have. If it's an outdated source of marketing, but you know that it'll work for you, you may be able to get a really good deal on it. Whereas on an online ad, they might be demanding of an exact amount of money and you can't get any wiggle room. Don't feel bad just because you can get no wiggle room, because most of the ads that have no wiggle room are going to be your highest return on investment advertising. Some other places you can find marketing that's also going to be free will be to involve yourself in different classes. Continued education, the local realtor board, or going to other offices who invite you to come to classes gives you an opportunity to meet other agents. Remember, we're always marketing to clients, but we also need to market ourselves to other agents. When you put in an offer for a client, it works out a lot better if you know other agents. So by marketing to other agents, it's going to build familiarity with other agents to who you are, and they'll be comfortable working with you in the future. As we continue along with the task, let's talk about sales. Sales isn't just as easy as going out and opening doors. There's lots and lots of things that you're going to need to do. Number one thing you need to do in sales is learn how to actually properly speak with people. This might be something again on the back end where you need to spend some time studying and taking courses on proper sales techniques and how to make people actually convert from looking at homes to actual buyers. But during the sales process, you're going to have showings, open houses, and you're also going to have to do prospecting. Prospecting is similar to marketing, but now we're taking active leads that come in our marketing and we're going to turn them into actual contacts. So when an ad is working out well, we're going to take those people that come in as a lead and we're going to work with them. We're going to talk to them on the phone, email, text, and all the other ways. And we're going to make sure that we don't let any lead go until they tell us one of two things. I'm interested or I'm not interested. Just because they're not responding, just because they're not answering, does not make it a dead lead. I highly suggest 14 days at the beginning of lead prospecting that you actively call, text, and email them every day, sometimes even multiple days. Remember, sometimes you can call somebody and not leave a voicemail. Then text them and say, hey, I'm sorry I didn't get you earlier on the phone. I wanted to try a different method. Maybe you're busy. Give me a call when you get a chance. Or you could send them an email that says, hey, I'm going to give you a call tonight at 6 p.m. Just wanted to let you know. I look forward to talking to you. But when you use all these different forms of communication in conjunction with each other, you're going to have a higher success rate. Our goal, again, is to get the person to either say, hey, leave me alone, or hey, I'm interested. If they say leave me alone, it's time to drop chase. If they say they're interested, it's time to move on. If they don't reply within this 14 days, it's time to start toning it down a little bit. I usually go from connecting every day for 14 days straight down to once a week. After I go once a week, I go down to once a month. After once a month, once every 3 months. After once every 3 months, once every 6 months. Then after that, once a year. And then I go back to a 14-day call again, and I go through the entire cycle again. Until again, I get that answer, leave me alone, or I want to work with you. We spend so much money, time, and energy into developing leads, there is never a reason to throw a lead away until you have an answer. And I'm here to tell you today that most people look 6 to 12 months ahead of when they're looking to start finding an agent. So if you're not working these leads hard, you might be letting go of good leads and letting them walk away, and then reading about them in the paper in the future, closing on something. Next big part of our day is service. After a client buys a home, they're going to want you to check in with them. A lot of agents sell the home, run away. That's not how you're going to get referrals. You want to reach back out to people and check in with them. I usually suggest 1 week after the closing to give them a call or to stop by in person. A lot of agents like to do a closing gift. A closing gift can be great, but after closing a home, a gift, no matter how much money or time or energy or effort you put into it, may not be as attractive during the closing process. I'm not saying don't get them a gift, but maybe instead of spending so much money or time and effort into the first gift, get them a gift then, but then also during that 1 week out process, either mail or deliver them another gift. This time, instead of thinking about the closing and everything that's going on in their life right then, they'll realize that you care more than just the closing and just buying the home. You've already been paid and you're reaching back out to them and you're getting them a gift. Sometimes as an agent, we have multiple talents. We have talents other than actually just being an agent. We might know how to paint. We might know how to cut lawns. We might know how to do a lot of different things. You can always offer your clients some extra help. You can get involved with their life. You can get involved with their charities. You can get involved with their organizations. These are places in the after service. A lot of agents forget about this. These people just spent hundreds of thousands of dollars with you. If you continue to follow them and you continue to help them in their life, in their causes, and you actually show that you care, this is how you're going to get connected with referrals. Remember, referrals is the biggest way to grow your business. A lot of agents close one sale and think, great, I just closed a sale. I think, how am I going to get 2 to 3 other closings off of this closing? And that's why my business is always growing. I don't just look at any sale as that one item. I look at it as at least 2 to 3. And sometimes I even get more than that. And it's not something that happens immediately. It's not like, oh, geez, I closed one, then suddenly I have 3 new listings. It's something that long-term, that person's going to provide me with those referrals, and I'm going to continue to grow my business. Now let's talk about some of the other tasks of the job, like getting insurance, checking in on your insurance and stuff. This is something that most agents forget. You're your own business. You're not just working for a business, you are a business. You're a 1099 subcontractor, so this means you're going to have to pay attention to things like hiring your own insurance company. You might also have to hire an accountant. I highly suggest hiring an accountant. We're actually going to be doing an episode in the future with an accountant to go over why have an accountant, A lot of people are into this new thing, H&R Block or TaxSlayer or any others. I'm not picking on anyone in specific. I'm picking on them all. An $18 an hour employee and under that was hired as a temp certainly shouldn't be doing your taxes. Think about it. You're going to be taking the entire amount of money you earned for the year and finding out what percentage you owe the government, and you're going to trust somebody who doesn't even know how to do taxes other than the online course or the quick once-over that they did to be a temp during that time. Sometimes, yes, there are really good people that work in H&R Block and TaxSlayer and stuff, and maybe they can help you, but I would really, really suggest having an accountant that stays active in your business throughout the entire year, so not only can they tell you how to do your taxes, but they can also project what you need for taxes in the future. Again, we're going to go over that in a future episode. One of the most important things to remember while you're an agent is personal development. Personal development doesn't just start or finish with the basics. Personal development happens every day. You should have a gym membership. A healthy body and a healthy life is going to lead to a healthy wallet. Being able to show up every day to work and not get sick, and being able to get out and do the things that you need to do to be an agent, climbing stairs, moving around houses and everything, is going to be really, really important. As well as having your clothes fit nice. It's really expensive to grow out of your clothes and to constantly have to buy a new wardrobe when you have to mostly wear dress clothes. So remember, taking care of your person is important. Next, you have classes. You should be doing continued education. Not because state law says, but because you say. You really want to make sure that you're always working to develop yourself. You can go to lunch with a builder. You can learn about building. You can go with a contractor that does water. You can do any of these things. You can meet with an insurance agent. Ask them about flood insurance. Ask them about property insurance. Learn more and more and more. The more of these things that you learn, the more that you can give service to your clients, you can teach them things, and you can come off as a true professional, not just a salesperson. You're not just there to sell the house, but you're there to help them in every aspect of their life. As you're doing this personal development and meeting with these different contractors and different insurance agents and everything, this is a place where you can actually be networking as well. So during this process of meeting with all these people, you're networking so that you have a good referral network that you can tell your clients when they say, hey, do you know an insurance agent? Sure, I do. I know 3 good insurance agents. I usually do suggest whenever doing a referral to give at least 2, if not 3 referrals. That way there, when the person makes a decision to use one of your referrals, they don't say to you, hey, you told me to use this guy and he failed. You say, no, I actually told you to use one of these people and you chose that one and I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you. If there is a problem when you have a referral, act as the arbitrator. Make sure you get in the middle and get in there and fix things. I know this is not exactly what you wanted to hear here, that you just wanted to run away and pretend like it didn't happen. That can ruin a relationship with both of them. And a lot of times, lack of communication seems to be the biggest issue I find. So being there as the mediator and arbitrator in the middle and figuring out exactly what went wrong and how you can fix it might actually fix it. And then it again is going to grow you as a professional. Both of them are going to look up to what you did. So personal development, meeting these people, putting together these referrals, again, is just more ways of growing your business and showing that you are a true professional in the industry. Lastly, I'd like to just go over that everything in the entire world that you can think of for work is all involved in this job. This is going to be the largest investment this person is going to make in their entire life, so they're not going to take it lightly. So by you doing your job correctly and getting out there and doing every aspect of your job, you're going to seal the deal to land more properties and to sell more homes. Thank you for listening this week. Make sure to follow our podcast, like us online, and if you're interested in finding out about how to become an agent and work for me at Movementum Realty, where I'm hiring 100 agents, please reach out to me directly. See you next week.